Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and today we are talking all about the Blessed Mother. Today is May 2nd, and the whole month is dedicated to Mary, and there are so many ways we can honor her, our spiritual mother. As a matter of fact, Church Pop put out an article last year on the seven simple ways to honor Mary during the month of May. Well, we want to turn to the Take Two audience to see what you have going and how you plan on honoring the Blessed Mother. Maybe it's a May crowning. Maybe it's doing some kind of Marian garden or Marian shrine or going on a pilgrimage or the Marian apparitions or picking up the rosary and praying the rosary daily or a consecration to the Blessed Mother. Would you please share with us how you plan on honoring the Blessed Mother during this just beautiful month of May, dedicated all to Our Lady? Here's the number. Matt Gabinski wants to answer the phones. Here you go, you guys. Phone lines are wide open. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. We have Charles Beery, our wonderful producer at the controls, and Michael McCall on social media. You can put your comments there on how you plan on honoring Mary during the month of May. Please make sure if you got something very creative that you do as a family, share it today. We want to learn and grow together. So make that call. And maybe you're wondering, you know, you're not Catholic. We have a lot of those that are not Catholic that are listening to Take Two because you're part of the family and you're thinking, what do you mean honor Mary? How do we honor the Blessed Mother? Well, we'll share some things that maybe you can do to better enhance this month to really reflect on how much we absolutely appreciate our spiritual mother. 833-288-3986. And every day here on Take Two, we honor a different saint, the saint of the day. And today is Saint Athanasius. And who's a doctor of the church. And Saint Athanasius, as we know, has, you know, lots that you can learn from this great saint, a powerful saint. But today is a special day too, because listen to this. Today is the 37th anniversary of the founding of the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word by Mother Mary Angelica. Mother founded the community on the feast day of Saint Athanasius, the doctor of the church. And Saint Athanasius is known as the church's greatest defender of the incarnation of the eternal word. So how appropriate is it that Mother Mary Angelica would start the order with the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word on this special day of the feast day of Saint Athanasius. And that was 37 years ago, folks. So isn't this a special day? This is the anniversary. So if you happen to know one of the Franciscan missionaries and you know them or you can see them on Facebook, wish them a happy anniversary. Happy 37th anniversary on this special feast day. I think it's beautiful. Always to remember anniversaries, so we always remember the history. The history of things is very, very important. So yes, today is the 37th anniversary of the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, who do a great job in our world, actually. And so thank you to Mother Angelica. We hope you're listening to this broadcast. We have, let me see. Wow, we have two open phone lines. I can't believe it. Two open phone lines, and you have a couple minutes to get your call in. And we can talk about the friars today. Absolutely. If you want to call in about the friars, Charles was just asking that. If you want to call in and wish them a happy anniversary, absolutely. This is your show, you guys. And we really want, we aim to please. So Jerry and I are very committed at that. And we want to make sure that you feel like you're learning something each and every time we do this broadcast. So the number to dial is 833-288-3986. How can we really honor Mary during this month of May? Let's really talk about it. Let's think about it. Let's get creative. Let's think outside the box. Let's do it the Take Two way. and really appreciate this beautiful month. Don't let this month fly by without doing something special for Our Lady, please. It's very, very important. That's why there are May crownings happening all over the Catholic churches and schools all over the world. It's very, very important, and you'll see the statues being brought out with the roses and the flowers around the crown for Mary. And it's, I never got to crown Mary. I was second. I'm just going to let you guys know that. I was second. I had to hold the stepladder. That's what I got. That was my job. I was eighth grade and I got to hold the stepladder so that my friend didn't fall off the stepladder as she was crowning Mary. But I got over it. I didn't have to go to therapy or anything over it, but I would have loved to have crowned Mary. I really would have. I think that would have been the most special opportunity to do that. And maybe you, when you were in Catholic school, you got to crown Mary. Share that experience. What did it feel like? Or maybe you were second like I was and you got to hold the stepladder. That's kind of a bummer position, but it's okay. All right, the number to dial is 833-288-3986. You got to have a sense of humor, folks. You just have to, because if you don't, this world gets really tough to navigate. It's difficult sometimes. So I try to keep like a healthy sense of humor, not a flippant sense of humor, but a healthy sense of humor, because it helps me get through the day. Does that work for you? Well, let's get creative today and think outside the box. Have some fun with it. I mean, this is just a joyous time to honor our spiritual mother. Okay, you guys showed up in wow, look at you. Look at the Take Two family go. You are amazing. 833-288-3986. We do have a back waiting deck, so that's kind of cool, so you can keep calling. All right, so I think we're all set. We got everybody in place. We got Michael, we've got Charles, we've got Matt Kabinski answering calls. We've got you ready to go. Trish is going to be up first after the break. Again, the saint of the day is Saint Athanasius. If you don't know about this great doctor of the church, please look him up and read his story. He went up against a lot, and he was very, very strong, and that's important. And it is important for us to learn about these saints so we can build up our strength to get through this world. So it's a great day today all the way around, also with the 37th anniversary of the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word being founded today, 37 years ago. Wow. I love celebrating anniversaries and birthdays and all these milestones. It's just, it's really wonderful. You know, we've got a lot to be grateful for, don't we? Call in 833-288-3986. How are you honoring Mary during the month of May?
Great to have you along on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Honoring our Blessed Mother today, what are some ways that you honor our spiritual mother? Prayers, devotions, religious articles, praying the rosary, you name it. We've got a lot of calls we're going to get to in a moment. Please, though, don't give up on getting, in fact, a line just opened, 833-288-3986. We'll resume in just a moment. First, I wanted to let you know that, speaking of praying the rosary, EWTN Radio is here and helps you with the rosary. Brings it to you twice each day and has been doing so for over 25 years. A couple of special rosaries we air. One is at 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time with Mother Angelica, and every evening at 9:30 Eastern with Father Benedict Rochelle right here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, so we're trying to honor Mary during the month of May. We need your creative ideas to do that and to really enter deeply into a better relationship with our spiritual mother. So some call up and make a comment and leave that with Matt and then hang up. That's fine. You can do that. But we'd like to bring you on air with us. So fill that phone line right there at 833-288-3986. And Jerry, as promised, we're going to get to Trish in Buffalo, New York on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Trish.
Hi. I definitely wanted to call for this show because Mary is my mom. I call her Mama Mary, and it's not just May that I honor her. It's every day of the week, all week, month, everything. She is with me every minute of the day. I have four kids, and anytime I'm overwhelmed or I need her, especially like overnight, you know, if kids are waking up, a lot of times I'll say, Mama Mary, please hug, you know, whatever my child's name, and let them know they're safe. Please sit with them. I do a lot of prayers to Mary. Like, there's a prayer that I say that I made up myself. Mama Mary, help me be the wife that my husband needs and the mom that my children need, because I don't know, and you only God knows, so please let me know what they need from me. I try to pray the rosary as much as I can. More times than not, I'm listening to it. So I do that. And I have a special rosary. I wanted to try and call in when you were doing your show about talking about angels, like you mm-hmm. think that an angel visited you. Mm-hmm. I have a rosary from Medjugorje that I was in adoration one time when I was younger, and I was crying, and this old man walked up to me and handed me a rosary, and he said, here, it looks like you need this. And I was like, oh, no, it's okay, you know, like, I'm fine. And he's like, no, take it. He's like, you need it. And he walked away and left, and I didn't see it. Like, he just left, and it was a wooden rosary from Medjugorje. And mm-hmm. ever since I've had it, it's been a huge blessing in my life. I carry it in my pocket when I feel like I'm going to have a bad day and I need help. I used to carry it when I went to work because people were not nice, stuff like that. And wow. I guess Mary is wonderful. And I'm also doing a 9-month novena for impossible cases, that it's praying to Mary. And I started it. It's on March 25th. I started it, and it ends on Christmas Day. So I do a lot of novenas to Mary, and she is a part of my life. I got pictures of her. I have statues in my house. I have a garden statue of her. So she is, I wear a miraculous medal. She is my mom every day of the week.
Well, you sound like a great mom too, Trish. And I'm just going to go back to what you said about, you know, praying the rosary. And sometimes you just have to listen to it as it's airing on the radio, for example, because you're tending to kids and so forth. That is real. That's doing double duty. That is such a beautiful gift that you're giving to your kids. That is your primary vocation. You're not a cloistered religious sister or anything like that. But it sounds like you still try to make time and fit in the prayers during your day, especially the devotion to our Blessed Mother. Debbie, I think that's a beautiful example of motherhood.
Absolutely. And Trish, you remind me so much of the great St. Padre Pio. You know, he did like 30 rosaries a day, even though he would have his duties that he had to tend to. And he would always have that connection to the Blessed Mother. And, you know, Trish, I want the same thing for you. Many, many years from now, when you're finished with your time here on earth, I would love for you to see the Blessed Mother the way Padre Pio did. You know, when Padre Pio died, he couldn't really say the rosary, but he was holding on to the rosary, and he saw two Marys, two Marias, his mother, and he saw the Blessed Mother. And his last word before he died was Maria. And I think that is the most beautiful sound and image that you can ever imagine as somebody is transitioning. And I pray that for you, Trish, because it sounds like you have an incredible daily walk with Our Lady.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. That would be wonderful. It's funny. My grandma, she died in 2019. She was 97. But she, the last couple of months of her life, she told me that the Blessed Mother appeared to her.
Wow.
And I was so jealous. I was like, I'm like, what? I want her to appear to me. I'm like, that's not fair. But yes, it's so, and I've read a lot of things that if you have a devotion that she does, and yeah. I hope and pray. I mean, she's very much present, like I said, with me every day anyway, mm-hmm. that I feel her, especially in those moments. But like I said, when it's really hard, and I do pray I do play the rosary a lot. So I do encourage everyone to do that. And mm-hmm. the Ice Catholic Radio app, that's sure. usually what I pray it off of mm-hmm. and play it off of. And I just have it continuously playing all day sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Just nice. Keep going and keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just need the rosary.
Right, right. And it's putting you in just a good, peaceful, you know, they say that the rosary lowers your blood pressure. It settles everything. They've done studies on it. So it makes sense, right, Jerry?
Absolutely. Many, many things that can do to benefit us. Trish, thank you. God bless your day. God bless your beautiful family there in Buffalo. Lewis is next in Worcester, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Lewis. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So tell us how you're honoring Mary, Lewis.
Hello. Yes, I'm glad you called. And thank you for doing such a great time to help Mary be part of the world in our lives today.
Sure.
I live in Worcester, Massachusetts at the Willows. It's a senior citizen living situation. And a friend of mine said that we should do something for the Blessed Virgin Mary for the month of May. We have about 30 to 10 Mass every Sunday. What we decided to do is make a packet for the Blessed Virgin Mary. We made the miraculous medal pinned on a packet with the miraculous prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary, a rosary, and how to say the rosary, a packet how to say the rosary. And what the main thing was to explain to the people that we were talking to what the Blessed Virgin Mary, the miraculous medal, means. That when St. Catherine Labouré went to France, was in the Carmel in France, and the Blessed Mother appeared to her and explained that she wanted this medal distributed throughout the world. And more medals of the miraculous medal are in the world than any other medal that's ever produced in the world today. And when I explained that the miraculous medal, the front of it says, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you." And she was, and this happened in 1830, almost 200 years ago. In the back of the medal is 12 stars representing the apostles of Jesus Christ when he came into the world.
And also Lewis, the image of the woman, you know, with the moon under her feet and the crown of 12 stars on her head in the Book of Revelation, that also is an image representing that as well. But forgive me for jumping in, but I'm so excited that you called, because Mary, she has one purpose. She's so misunderstood by even a lot of Catholics, but certainly by non-Catholics who don't understand Mary's role and why are you Catholics? You know, why do you worship her? We don't worship Mary. We venerate her. We honor her. Just as we venerate and honor our family members. I was serving a funeral mass this morning, and I guarantee you the family members who were there have pictures of this gentleman who lived to be 99 years old. I bet they have photos of him and with them, and you know, he was a military veteran and all of that. We're not worshiping those pictures, those images. We're simply remembering and honoring the life of the person it represents. And so Mary's sole purpose is to lead us to Jesus. It's all that she wants. And as the saints say, St. Louis de Montfort and so many others, Debbie, as you know, they say, if you want the fast track to Jesus, well, hook arms with Mary, because that's how you're going to get there is the fastest.
That's why a lot of people are consecrated, Louis, to the Blessed Mother, to Mary, because, she just provides that path to her son so effortlessly, right? And that's the beauty of our Blessed Mother. But Louis, it sounds like you have such a strong relationship with the miraculous medal and your understanding and your desire to be close to Mary. That is so precious. And so many, many blessings to you. Thank you so much for honoring us today and calling in and sharing about the miraculous medal and the kind words about us doing this show, because we would never let May go by without acknowledging Mary. We believe it so strongly. And in this world that that is really pulling for our attention, we have to really focus. And that's what we're trying to do today. So thank you, Lewis. God bless you and have a beautiful rest of your day.
Now we'll open up a phone line here on the second day of May. We had our prayer show yesterday. Whomer, what are you praying for? We try and do that on the first day of the month.
Very active.
Very active indeed. So that's why we waited until the second day of the month to ask you what you do to honor our Blessed Mother. What role has Mary played in your life? Love to hear from, if anybody who has maybe converted to the Catholic faith, if you had maybe difficulty understanding the Church's teachings, devotion to Mary, but slowly but surely the grace of the Holy Spirit and the love that Jesus has for his mother helped you to understand that better. Or even if you are someone who disagrees with the Catholic teachings on this, we can maybe dive a little bit deeper, but mostly we want to hear from those of you who do have a devotion and honor Our Lady. Here's the number. It's 833-288-3986.
Please jump in and tell us, or maybe you're not even sure how to start. We'll happily have a discussion and help you so you can get going with a deeper relationship with our spiritual mother during this month, the month of May that honors Mary. So please call in. And if you're not Catholic, like Jerry said, we have a lot of non-Catholic listeners. Maybe we can talk about it. We really and truly want to honor Mary the best we possibly can using the radio airwaves. So help us out, 833-288-3986. We do have a lot of social media comments coming in, plus on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, plus emails. You can always email us, take2@ewtn.com.
All right, Mary is in Urbana, Illinois, listening today on iHeartRadio. Hello, Mary. Love your name, and I bet you love the lady of that name as well, the Blessed Virgin.
I do, Jerry. I do. Okay, here's my story really quickly. When you were talking about the honoring of Mary during the month of May, mm-hmm. I was going to First Saturdays, and our particular devotional, at the end of our devotional on First Saturdays, there's a little passage that we read that says, "And furthermore, I promise to zealously spread devotion to Our Lady of Fatima." And it jumped out at me one day that I was not doing that, zealously even, and so... So I bought a yard statue of Mary, the Fatima children and sheep, and it's been out in my front yard. And every year I'm adding a few more flowers. And this year I'm adding even more flowers to call attention to it. And also I'm going to put out a little stand with brochures that I ordered that people can look at. And on the stand it's going to say, "What about those statues?" And people walking by can take a brochure and learn the story of Fatima.
Oh, Mary.
That is brilliant.
Absolutely. But I loved how, Mary, I loved how it just jumped out at you on the first Saturday. And that's a good point. For our listeners that just tuned in, yesterday, Wednesday, May 1st, would be the Chaste Heart of St. Joseph. Okay. And then First Friday is tomorrow, which is the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, First Saturday devotion. That's how it works with the first. And there's promises attached to all the First Saturday devotions, First Friday devotions, First Wednesday devotions. Very powerful. And you're right, Mary, those prayers, we say them so often, but then something jumps out at you like it did. And you're like, "I'm going to take this to the next level." And now this is practically a ministry, Mary.
Yes, well, full disclosure, I haven't done it yet. I got to get out there because I'm working on a First Holy Communion project. So.
Well, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, you're a generous soul, Mary. That's so important, the work that you're doing, for the first communicants. And then, how many souls are going to be touched, by putting this? I mean, we put them out there, for houses that are for sale, put mm-hmm. flyers and brochures and all kinds of stuff within our church as well. Why not, Debbie, right there where people pass by her house, maybe on a very regular basis?
Well, and the statue of Our Lady of Fatima is so beautiful. There are certain statues of Mary, certain images, and her facial expression and the way she looks in the statue, and the Fatima statue is just so beautiful. So way to go, Mary! You're awesome. Maybe send us a picture at take2@ewtn.com when you have a chance. I know you're busy, right, Jerry?
All right. Who else wants to honor the Blessed Virgin Mary? You started the month of May here in the church on the secular calendar, but the church always sets aside this month to honor our Blessed Mother. How do you do that? 833-288-3986.
How are you honoring the Blessed Mother during this beautiful month of May? We heard from Mary and Lewis and Trish and the others that are calling in, leaving their comments. That is great. We'd love to hear your voice. So dial in 833-288-3986 and tell us how you are honoring Mary this month. Maybe picking up an extra rosary. That would be wonderful. That's a great way to honor Mary. And I shared, Jerry, earlier that Church Pop did an article last year, Seven Simple Things to Honor Mary During the Month of May. So you guys can look that up. It's on Church Pop, and that's a resource of EWTN, so that's wonderful. But before we get back to the phones, Jerry, let me just share with our listeners that our friends along the East Coast need to hear from you next week. The Station of the Cross will air their spring appeal starting Monday. So if you're listening in Boston, Buffalo, Syracuse, Rochester, or anywhere, please remember to support your EWTN Catholic radio station. Very important. Pledge drives are happening all around the country, and we need Catholic radio now more than ever. And I heard this several months ago, Jerry, and it's just been sticking with me, that 40 to 45% that are listening to Catholic radio right now are not Catholic. Mm-hmm. So this is a great use of radio airwaves.
Something good is going on, and that's made possible by you, the listeners of EWTN and our affiliates. So I just wholeheartedly echo what Debbie just said. Please be generous in supporting whatever station or network that you listen to. Our number here, if you want that open phone line talking about the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, 833-288-3986. Just a chance for you to proclaim to the world your love for Our Lady, what she's done for you in your life, bringing you closer to Jesus, maybe helping to have him answer some prayers for you. 833-288-3986. Lou, thanks for holding on in St. Louis, listening on EWTN.com. Hi, Lou. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to relate an instance where God brings good out of a bad situation, and I believe it's through Our Blessed Mother's intercession. There's this lady whose name is Loretta Wagner, who over 40 years ago witnessed a man pushing a pregnant lady out of an automobile and shoving her into an abortion clinic and demanding that she receive an abortion or else. And this influenced Loretta Wagner to become a founding member of a group of maternity homes in St. Louis and the St. Louis area that takes in pregnant single mothers and helps them through their pregnancy and giving birth and any therapy they may need. And hello?
Yeah, we're still here. Keep going, Lou.
Oh, okay. And finding them housing and jobs and so this is gone on and expanded, and the reason I think it's under Our Lady's intercession is because the name of these homes is Our Lady's Inns. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is something I had not heard of before, strangely, because I've been to St. Louis and, you know, helped out the Catholic Radio Covenant Network there many, many times. Just never came across my radar, Debbie. I don't know if it did yours, but I'm looking on the internet right now. They got a very beautiful website. And as Lou was saying, you know, right on the front page, providing housing and support for pregnant women who have chosen life for their babies. And this is a beautiful tribute to Our Blessed Mother, obviously. Mm-hmm. And just a great gift to a lot of moms and a lot of babies.
Yeah, I didn't even know about it until you just shared it, Lou. Anything else you wanted to share real briefly about it?
Well, one of Our Lady's Inns is in South St. Louis, right near St. Anthony of Padua Parish, which is the only Franciscan parish in St. Louis, and our secular Franciscan fraternity meets in the St. Anthony of Padua Hall right across the street from St. Anthony of Padua. And we, every other month, we bring goods, you know,
Nice.
Diapers and
mm-hmm. Yeah.
paper goods and other things that they need and contribute them to them there in South St. Louis.
Wow. Amazing. See, ministries like this are happening all around the world, and we don't give it enough attention. And you just did today, and I think that has to make our lady smile, Lou. I'm so glad you called in. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation and the work that you do, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of these beautiful, facilities and organizations who support moms, maybe in a crisis pregnancy, folks, please support these when you have an opportunity. There's one, I can look outside the door of the rectory, the parish office where I am at the Basilica of St. Paul right now, and they call it the Pregnancy Crisis Center. It's right next door, and just to hear the statistics, Debbie, as they run, and all of these crisis pregnancy centers, the number of women they've seen, the number of babies that have been born, the number of bottles they've given out, the number of diapers, when you hear these statistics rattled off, it just makes you, it gives you a real sense of hope, especially that people of goodwill like Lou and others are really stepping up and helping out these organizations.
I totally agree. And we have to really give them the attention that they deserve because they're working really hard and they don't get thanked enough. Absolutely. Okay, Bernadette is up next and waiting so patiently in Boston, Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Bernadette. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. I just wanted a comment, two quick comments, because I'm on my lunch break and I got to get back to work. Sure. But one was when you were sharing, Deb, about your wanting to crown the Blessed Mother. I hope it's not too easy, noisy out there. But my older sister, I had to be about 10 or 11. Of course, her name was Mary. My mother's name was Mary. Large Irish Catholic family from inner city Boston. And the parades, the processions we used to have, the marching bands, all the communicants in their white. Well, my sister got picked to crown the mother.
Wow.
And my, oh my, my mother took her to the hair salon. She had the updo, a gown. And I just remember thinking at such a young age, my mother talked a lot about Jesus and Mary, but I remember thinking, wow, this lady must be really special. Look at what my sister's getting to do. And, I got to say, from that day on, I really feel that was one of the most profound moments where I connected with Our Lady. Yeah. And then the only other thing I'll say real quick is a couple of blocks away from us was a Knights of Columbus. And as you know, most churches that have a Knights of Columbus working and service, ministry out of there often have most churches have a Blessed Mother outside, but they really go out of their way to keep her up. And it was not at a church, but it was like at a hall where the Knights of Columbus used to meet. And there was a beautiful statue. And I'd watch the elderly men tip their hat as they walked by. Mm-hmm. And after that moment, I'd stop. I'd go on the kneeler and visit. I'd work out problems as a teen. I'd say, my girlfriend's not, she's going off with another friend. She doesn't like me. And can you straighten it out, Mary? When I think about the innocence that I had going to her, and the only last thing I'll say is, it was St. Mother Teresa, Blessed Mother Teresa. The easiest prayer for those that are trying to connect with Our Lady is, Mary, be a mother to me now in those times of need.
Yeah. I just have to say before you go, Bernadette, I know you got to go back to work, but real quickly, I just want to say thank you for sharing what you just shared about how your mom went the extra mile to have your sister get all dressed up and ready to go to crown the Blessed Mother. See, that kind of reverence and respect and for tradition and for the way we properly understand the Blessed Mother, I think is so important. We need to bring that back. And the Marian processions, I agree with you, Bernadette. Oh, I used to love those so very, very much. They were so powerful. And to see them coming down the street and everybody would gather and how beautiful the focus, the attention on our Blessed Mother. I love that you went down memory lane. I did too this morning when I was preparing for the show. And it's real, Jerry, we need to bring those kinds of traditions back.
Well, we do. I'm happy to say here at the Basilica of St. Paul in Daytona Beach, we had a beautiful a school mass on Wednesday, so that was yesterday, and then we processed out to the courtyard to a shrine, a little shrine to Mary, and had a May crowning and all of that. But Also, I think something that's making a comeback is Eucharistic processions, Corpus
yes.
Christi.
Yes.
And we are definitely going to have a beautiful one on Sunday, June 2nd, the Feast of Corpus Christi here at the Basilica. And, you know, folks, if you go to a parish where they don't do that, it's probably not, you know, maybe just something that they've never had, you know, had a tradition of doing in recent mm-hmm. years. But talk to your pastor. Just say, can we put something together? Because, you know, the more that we do this, Debbie, we honor, of course, Jesus most of all by getting him out there, exposing him, you know, to the public, letting them
That's
see
right.
what are those Catholics doing? Why yeah. is that so important to them that they go to mm-hmm. all of this trouble and pomp and circumstance? It's because he deserves it, because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I could go on. But
amen. Amen. Sorry. Bernadette, thank you so much. I hope we don't make you late for your for work, but just blame it on us. We've yeah. been blamed a lot at work. Okay.
Well, she's part of the lunch bunch.
Lunch bunch. I know. Yeah. The lunch bunch tells us that they get in trouble sometimes, but they have their earbuds in at work and stuff. It's kind of funny, but I hope you can hope no one loses their job over it, but it's a good chance to take, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a safe risk.
Yeah. Okay. So let's hear what John has to say in Toledo, Ohio, on our friends at Annunciation Radio. Hi, John. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Debbie. I wanted to, revisit this issue because I think I've talked to you about this before. But back in early 90s, I had transferred to Philadelphia to start a new job. And I had moved there from Toledo. And I was having trouble adjusting to my new life in Philadelphia. And I'll never forget this. I called my mother and I said, I'm really stressed out about, you know, moving here, starting a new job, living in a new apartment, trying to make friends. And my mother very quietly said to me, start praying the rosary and start your devotion to the Blessed Mother, which I did. And it helped me so much that I just want to share this again with all your other listeners that the Blessed Mother is a wonderful, wonderful devotion, and it's helped me many times. And I'll just give another example. I was stressing out at work. My manager, he asked me to create a new spreadsheet, and I was having trouble creating it, and I was trying to figure out how to set it up. And I was stressing out so much that I couldn't even concentrate. And I was living in Philadelphia near the Malvern Retreat Center, where they have a grotto to Our Lady of Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there one Sunday afternoon. It was real quiet. Nobody else was around. And I very quietly asked the Blessed Mother, please, can you give me some advice about how to create the spreadsheet that my boss is requesting me to create? And very, very quietly, it came to me. The answer came to me. And then all of a sudden, I just felt hopeful and joyful. Mm-hmm. And the next day at work, I thought, I can do this. I know how to do this. And so I just want to tell everybody, the Blessed Mother is a wonderful source of help. And through the years, I've been saying the rosary every day for many, many years now. And I just love this subject because, you know, like here we are in the month of May, and it's wonderful to spend time with our Blessed Mother. Mm-hmm. And she leads us right to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah. And when you pray the rosary, it's holding her hand, John. And so that means how close you are to your spiritual mother. And she cares so much about you. And she wants you to be able to get on with life, serve God well, do life well, live life well. That's what she wants as a mother, as any mother would. And I love that your mother, John, introduced you to your spiritual mother, and you have maintained that ever since. I think you have a great mom, John. I think you probably know that.
Earthly
yes, mother.
She,
yeah.
She passed away 25 years ago. Oh. She had a deep devotion to our Blessed Mother, and it was so touching. In the morning after she would have her coffee, she would sit at her kitchen table praying the rosary, and it was so touching to watch that.
Mm.
And we knew when to give her her quiet time. We didn't want to bother her.
Right.
And that's when you know, the whole family kind of like, oh, let mom have her quiet time.
Sure, sure. Yeah, let her have her quiet time. Yeah. What was, can you tell us your mom's first name, John?
Oh, sure, it was Marie.
Marie, okay.
Of course.
That kind of fits. Okay. Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. What do you think, Jer?
I think it's absolutely beautiful. John, my mother was influential in my praying the mm-hmm. rosary, too.
I was hoping you were going to share that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mother, I was baptized, at 22 days old, so I was, I guess, cradle Catholic is what they would call me, but in my late teens, early 20s, just didn't really have a lot of use for going to church or anything, and one year my mother bought me a rosary for my birthday, and I just thought, well, whatever mother cares enough to buy her son a rosary, I ought to care enough to learn how to pray it, and as I always say, once you start praying to Our Lady to lead you to Jesus, buckle up, as you said, John, because that is her primary and really her only purpose and plan and goal is to lead us to her son Jesus. So
yeah.
I share with you, John, the importance of our own earthly mothers in leading us to our spiritual mother.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Amen.
It's very true. Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation, as well as the other callers that have called in. And we've got a lot of social media comments that we're going to get to in just a moment. And there is an open phone line for you if you want to tell us how you intend to honor Mary during the month of May, which is dedicated completely to our spiritual mother, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I think I've shared this a couple times, but my grandmother's name was Mary, my mom's mom, and she was very big, obviously, with the Blessed Mother. She had the Marian garden, the statue. She always prayed the rosary outside when she was gardening. And her son became a priest, as you know. And he was my uncle was a great diocesan priest, but he left that to open up a huge retreat center in Branchville, New Jersey, and he called it the Sanctuary of Mary. Mm-hmm. So he was beautiful. Very, very, very close to the Blessed Mother. I do believe that Marian priests that are very, very close and devoted to the Blessed Mother, I believe their priesthood is very much, this is my personal opinion, I believe their priesthood is very enhanced in many ways and very blessed in many ways. I just believe that knowing that growing up with a lot of Marian priests, and I think it's just amazing when our priests really are close to the Blessed Mother.
Some Facebook Messenger friends of mine yesterday sent this. It's a meme. It shows St. Louis de Montfort. And the quote is, "Those who are specially devoted to Mary will be instrumental in defeating the Antichrist." Isn't that? I had never heard that quote before. Mm-hmm. You're nodding your head. Sounds like you have.
Yeah, it was circulating over around social media. So you picked that up? That was your friend sent that in?
Yeah, send it over in Facebook Messenger, yeah.
Yeah. And did you want to share some more comments? We've got more comments coming in.
Yeah, I do. Real quickly, I want to get over to the Miracle Hunter before we do that.
Okay.
That's on Saturdays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. The Miracle Hunter, we do shows here on Take Two about miracles and angels and all this kind of, and they're among the most popular shows that we do. Mm-hmm. So you are going to love The Miracle Hunter. Michael O'Neill, he delves into the fascinating world of miracles, takes you on a hunt that explores the greatest mysteries and marvels of our faith, of the Catholic Church. So please don't miss The Miracle Hunter Saturday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio.
And thank you again, John from Toledo. We really appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. And John will free that phone line and you can jump right in. You still have time. You have to go quickly, real fast. 833-288-3986. Marnie said, "I crowned Our Lady first thing this morning. My grandchildren made the crown for me last year." Wow.
Beautiful.
That's powerful. Okay.
Timoteo, our good friend watching on YouTube, along with many of others of you, he says, "I do know that my mama wears combat boots." So Timoteo has a military theme running through him, a thread there, and he just making an allusion to the power and strength of Our Lady's prayers and her intercession. And EC says, "As a little girl, once a month I would go to the neighbor's home to bring Our Lady's statue home. I was so excited to carry her home and rock her like a little baby along the way. She was so cute."
Aww.
That is priceless. EC, thanks for sharing that.
Yes. Okay, so we'll go back to the phones real quickly. Joe in Nebraska, Sirius XM 130. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, how are you today?
Great. We're talking about the Blessed Mother. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, so I've actually, within the last year or so, started praying the rosary, and I try to do it every day. And there's times that I don't get it done, but I do it at night, and I end up falling asleep. And I usually have the rosary in my hand. I've started a collection of rosaries. I've actually also collected rosaries from Fatima and other places, Medjugorje as well. I have some with the water of Fatima, of the well. It's always been kind of a really, really good thing. But the thing that I had prostate cancer diagnosed, it's been 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And I've actually slept with the rosary, and I actually had the rosary, and I don't know whether if it's just similar or something, but it actually helped me through get through the diagnosis. And I've been cancer free for the last probably year now.
Wow.
And that's I've also had an encounter, but we had the relics of the saints, and I went, and it was a visitation, kind of like where the church brings relics from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And all different saints. And I had a smell of when I kind of was at the table. St. Jude, the relic of St. Jude was there, and I've had a smell there. So I actually prayed to St. Jude for intercession as well, and it's changed my life. It really has. I don't have nightmares like I used to have, and our Blessed Mother is just the miracle that she does. It's really helped me in my life, and actually really, really settled my life down quite a bit.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, you know, and we've had so many, you know, people talk about, you know, how devotion to Our Lady, praying the rosary. I think, Debbie, you might have mentioned it earlier, how the calming effect that it has. Mm-hmm. And the soothing. And, you know, the beautiful thing about that is, you know, Mary has experienced everything that we have. You know, John's call earlier, he talked about, something. She helped him with something at work. Well, she knows work. You know, she was the wife of Joseph, who went to work every day with their son, Jesus. And Mary, of course, was a mother, and so she knows mothering issues and marital issues. She had a child who suffered and died, so she knows what that is about. Mary really has experienced everything that we might go through, so she is right there and able to relate to us, you know, in some very, very beautiful ways, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, wonderful. Great call, Joe. Thank you so very much, reminding us to pray the rosary every single day. Ita in Pennsylvania on Holy Spirit Radio, we're going to try to squeeze you in. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello, Ita. How are you?
Ita.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm Greek Orthodox, and okay. We honor Mary Panagia in many, many different ways. We love her dearly. Mm-hmm. This week is our Holy Week. We're, mm-hmm. Our Easter is after the Passover.
Right.
So we honor her with many ways. Last week we had service for Panagia, Mary, every night. We love her dearly. We do a lot of things. We have a great, big, huge icon in our church next to the royal doors is, mm-hmm. Panagia. Mm-hmm. And next to that is Jesus. So many, many ways we honor Mary.
Yes, and we agree. I have to tell you, Ita, I have a beautiful Greek Orthodox icon of the Blessed Mother. I was hoping you were going to say that. I love the icons. A happy early Easter to you, and during this beautiful Holy Week for you. This is amazing. I'm so glad you brought in the icons, Jerry. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Ita, for the call. We appreciate it very, very much. I don't think we're going to be able to get to any other calls, unfortunately, because this is one of those conversations, Debbie, that we would wish could just go on for hours and hours.
Absolutely.
because it's the stories that we hear, they are so very, very personal. You know, we as Catholic Christians and Orthodox and so many others who believe so many of the beautiful things that we have in common about Our Lady, you know, there's the theological part of it, the doctrines, the teachings, all of that is so important. But when we bring it down, Debbie, to a level of, you know, real life and the personal stories, those are the ones I think that hold a special place in the hearts of Take Two family listeners.
Absolutely. Yep. And this was a beautiful show of how everyone is going to honor Mary. Sorry, Margie and Mimi and the others, we're not going to get to you today. You can always call back on a future show. Well, I said, Jerry, it doesn't get any better than this. Well, it really does, because tomorrow is the real presence and the source and summit of our Christian life. We are going to honor the Eucharist in many ways, talking about our experience of receiving communion. Please, folks, you got to show up strong for this first Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking part in today's broadcast. I just want to mention, if you wouldn't mind, say a prayer for my deceased sister, Mary. Saturday would have been her birthday, May 4th, and she was much beloved by the Take Two family, and she was praying and offering her sufferings for you with her cancer and so forth in 2017. So thank you for that. Thank you, the show team, as always. We appreciate you guys, Matt, Charles, and Michael today. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. As Debbie said, we're going to talk about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist tomorrow. And we will look forward to having you join us for that. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Athanasius, pray for us.